Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 95. In this episode, I'll discuss evidence on the efficacy of ketamine IM for acute behavioral emergencies, answer the drug information question, can a patient with an allergy to contrast media receive amiodarone, and share a resource for antimicrobial stewards. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode95. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. If you're already in the Pharmacy Nation Slack group, please make sure you've downloaded the Slack app from the App Store on your phone or tablet. Installing the mobile app for Slack is what enables real-time messaging with other pharmacists. And I have direct links for Android and Apple versions of this app on my resource page at pharmacyjoe.com/resources. And if you're not already in the Pharmacy Nation group, why not? It's free. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. The article I'd like to share for this show is titled Ketamine as Rescue Treatment for Difficult to Sedate Severe Acute Behavioral Disturbance in the Emergency Department. The lead author is Jeffrey Kennedy Ispister, and it was published in Annals of Emergency Medicine, May 2016. I've discussed the idea of using ketamine as rescue therapy for acute behavioral emergencies in episodes 16 and 84. The longer the emergency lasts, the greater the risk of physical harm or bodily fluid exposure to hospital staff. It can take 10 minutes or multiple doses for IM benzodiazepines or antipsychotics to work. The authors of this study sought to investigate the effectiveness and safety of ketamine to sedate patients with severe acute behavioral disturbance who have failed previous attempts at sedation with droperidol and/or benzodiazepines. The study was a subgroup of difficult-to-sedate patients with severe acute behavioral disturbance from the prospective DORM-2 study. All patients were given ketamine IM 4 to 6 milligrams per kilo for sedation after failed sedation attempts. The primary outcome was the number of patients who failed to sedate within 120 minutes of ketamine administration or required further sedation within 1 hour. 49 patients at two emergency departments received rescue ketamine. The median age was 37 years, and 28 of the patients were male. Previous sedation included droperidol, 10 to 30 milligrams total dose, and/or benzodiazepines. The median dose of ketamine given was 300 milligrams. 5 patients out of the 49 were not sedated within 120 minutes or required additional sedation within an hour. 4 of these 5 patients received 200 milligrams or less of ketamine. And median time to sedation post-ketamine was 20 minutes. 3 patients had adverse effects, 2 had vomiting, and a 3rd had a transient oxygen desaturation down to just 90% that responded to oxygen. The authors concluded, ketamine appeared effective and did not cause obvious harm in this small sample and is a potential option for patients who have failed previous attempts at sedation. A dose of 4 to 5 milligrams per kilo IM is suggested, and doses less than 200 milligrams are associated with treatment failure. While this study took place in an emergency department setting, I believe the results can be generalized to other critical care settings, such as medical surgical intensive care units. The study demonstrates efficacy of ketamine for rescue sedation in acute behavioral emergency. However, with only 49 patients, the safety of such an approach cannot be certain. As an accompanying editorial points out, ketamine can cause a catecholamine surge, which may be enough in an acutely agitated patient to precipitate a cardiac event, just like tasers, which are safe in healthy patients, but occasionally are fatal in violent individuals. Ketamine might have rare but serious side effects when used for this indication. I conclude that antipsychotics and or benzos are still first line for these acute behavioral emergencies, but that ketamine may be used if other agents fail to work. The drug information question for this episode is, can a patient with an allergy to contrast media receive amiodarone? And my answer is yes. A 2012 study published in Pharmacotherapy, which I have linked up in the show notes, concluded the incidence of hypersensitivity reaction to amiodarone in hospitalized patients with a listed allergy to iodine or iodinated contrast agents was less than 1%, and all identified reactions were without long-term effects. Allergy to iodine and iodinated contrast agents may not be a valid absolute contraindication to amiodarone administration in the inpatient setting. And Pharmacy Greg, a listener, sent in the resource for this episode. It's something that clinicians with an interest in antibiotic stewardship might find useful. Greg writes, I particularly like that you highlight useful references in many of the episodes. I'm not sure if you were aware of this already or think it's relevant to your listeners, but I wanted to let you know that this year is the first year that CLSI, that's the Clinical and Laboratory Standards Institute, has made its breakpoint guide document free online. Now, I have a link to this document in the show notes. Greg thinks it's pretty exciting, and he wanted to know if I wanted to share it with the listeners. And knowledge of these sensitivity breakpoints can help clinicians prescribe antibiotics effectively. So go ahead, head over to the show notes, pharmacyjoe.com/episode95, and you can get the link to this now free resource. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.